Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. After a few of the best economic years in agriculture's history, no one on the farm front was surprised at UK's recent Ag Economic Outlook report showing Kentucky ag cash receipts down from last year 8% and a drop on the national scene of 10%.
One of the things that's certainly hurting the overall ag economy right now on a national level is the strength in the value of the dollar, weak overseas economies, as well as just these abundant supplies that have contributed to declines in agricultural exports this past year.
UK ag economist Dr. Will Snell there with the bottom line being down, but pointing to Kentucky's ag diversity, helping soften the impact somewhat.
Two of our main livestock enterprises, our top two, the equine and poultry, for the most part, had pretty good years this past year. Yes, beef cattle prices are down considerably this fall, but we sold a lot of pretty high-priced beef cattle early in the spring and the summer. And even though our grain prices are very low and disappointing right now, many of you all had record yields this year. So again, the cash receipt number is not down as much as the national number.
UK's Ag Economic Team released its overview during the recent Farm Bureau annual meeting. Kentucky net farm income at a peak of $2.75 billion in 2013. This year will dip below $2 billion, next year projected at $1.4 billion. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Farmers are well aware of the peaks and valleys, the economic roller coaster nature of their profession. UK ag economist Will Snell says after several truly great years, 2015 and 16 will be declines, but certainly manageable.
The farm balance sheet, as we talk to our agricultural lenders out there, is still relatively strong. There's no doubt that we've purchased high-priced land, we've purchased a lot of equipment in recent years, but a lot of it has been made from the profits that we've had, not exactly built up a lot of debt relative to our assets. But again, the concern is this downturn we're experiencing right now and how long that's going to continue and what's going to happen with the interest rates. We certainly feel like there's going to put some downward pressure on land values. And there's also the concern out there on cash flow, on liquidity, working capital.
He says the next year or so will be especially challenging for high-debt farmers and those beginning farmers. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.